The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. If you've listened to this program any length of time at all, you know my deep love for Answers in Genesis, the Creation Museum, the Ark Encounter. You've heard me recommend them on many, many occasions. Well, I want you to get acquainted with one of the men behind the scenes. We know the name Ken Ham, obviously, but many of you are not familiar with Mark Loy, who is actually one of the co-founders of Answers in Genesis, and I believe his stellar title today is Vice President of Outreach and many other things as well, and a dear friend. Mark Loy, welcome.
Bob, it's always good to be on with you and to be talking to the WFRD listeners.
Well, it is a delight to have you on the program as well. There's so much I want to talk about, but let's get to, I think, the most important thing now. You're opening up the Ark and the Creation Museum again on June 8th. Is that correct?
Yes, our two attractions in northern Kentucky unfortunately had to close in mid-March because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the governor of Kentucky saying that for public safety we had to close. It's been a very difficult almost 3 months now, Bob, because the revenue that's brought in through the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter our primary source of income
sure.
for us. And I can't sugarcoat anything when I say that of our 1,000 staff, that includes seasonal, who are here mostly for the summer, we had to temporarily lay off about 800 of those 1,000 people because have the money to pay them.
Wow.
So if we look now, rather than look backward and kind of hang our heads, we're actually rejoicing right now that we can reopen our doors this Monday, present the gospel to the many non-Christians who visit every year, and also for the Christians who come by both attractions, we can give them the evidence that helps them confirm the history of the Bible beginning right there in the book of Genesis.
Well, I have been encouraging my listeners to head your direction ever since the museum opened. And ever since the Ark opened as well, in fact, I had the privilege of broadcasting actually the day before the Ark opened to the public. And that was such a privilege to be included in the handful of broadcasters that were there that day. And many, 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 many of my listeners have been there. And I would say if you have ever wanted to go to the Creation Museum or the Ark Encounter, now would be a good time to do it. To help yourself, but also to help Answers in Genesis. Mark, will you be limited in the number of people that you will be allowed to into the museum and the Ark?
Yes, we will, and also in the restaurants that we have at both attractions. The governor of Kentucky has indicated that we need to keep to maybe about 1/3 of what we are rated. Both inside the ship, the Noah's Ark, as well as the Creation Museum. And that, of course, will help ensure social distancing. And I want to let your listeners know, too, and I'm aware that almost all of your listeners live within 2 hours or maybe 2.5 hours of northern Kentucky, that while the governor has recommended that people wear face masks, that's not mandatory in our state. I know that's an issue for many, many people. Our staff will be wearing face masks and also will be tested, temperature tested every day. but our guests are encouraged to wear face masks, but we don't demand that of them, and the state doesn't either. And we'll have staff throughout both attractions to help maintain social distancing.
But now my big question is, will the dinosaurs be wearing face masks and the animals on the Ark?
You know, that's the first time I've gotten that question since COVID-19, and I haven't thought about it. But let me show your listeners that I'm sorry, our dinosaurs are not alive. They are animatronic. They look very real.
Well, they look real enough. I thought you'd put a mask on them.
I will talk to our museum designers and get back to you. Okay, Bob.
Now, are you encouraging people to make reservations to get their tickets in advance to help you understand how many people will be there?
Yeah, that helps too. But even more important than that, Bob, is that if people get their tickets online, they may not have to stand in. We don't know what the attendance is going to be like next week, but getting your tickets online ahead of time will avoid, you know, standing in lines and perhaps getting close to other people. And we do have an incentive, too. If people go online and buy their tickets, if they arrive at 1 o'clock or later, they will, at no extra charge, get a free lunch or dinner at each attraction. And that is one other way to kind of spread out the crowd over the entire day, because most people are at the Ark and the museum for the first 5 hours of the day. So to encourage people to come, maybe delay their arrival in the afternoon, they will get a free meal if they arrive after 1 o'clock. And very important, they have to purchase those tickets online. They will not get that free meal offer if they just show up at the ticket window and ask for it.
And I want to remind our listener that kids 10 and under are free at the Ark Encounter. Is that true also at the museum?
Yes, it is. All this year, kids 10 and under. Now, another disclaimer here, Bob. I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but if a child arrives after 1 o'clock and they're under age 10, they do not get the free meal.
Ah, okay.
But I'm sure they're – we get that question a lot, surprisingly. We have to think of all the different permutations. So that luncheon offer, that dinner offer, is good through the middle part of August.
Do you ever encourage anyone to try to hit both in the same day? They're, what, at least 45 minutes apart?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, 45-minute drive apart. I know people try to do it, but I'll tell you, the average person is at the Ark for maybe 5 to 6 hours.
Yeah.
And see, there's more going on than just walking through the ship and taking in all the exhibits and watching the videos. That can take 3 hours right there.
Sure.
We have a very, very nice zoo behind the Ark. We also have a new 2,500-seat auditorium with lectures, music programs. You can easily spend an entire day at the Ark and also at the Creation Museum 45 minutes away. We have some beautiful grounds. We also have a zoo there. Lots of programs, a new planetarium that's opening on Monday. You could easily spend an entire day at the museum as well. So we highly encourage spending 2 days with us in Northern Kentucky.
Well, and I would as well. I asked the question, but both of the encounters, I think, would easily take a full day. So they're opening again this coming Monday, June 8th. June 8th. If you get your tickets online, and I know you have a website, arkencounter.com, and then you have answersingenesis.com. Can you get tickets for both attractions at the Answers in Genesis website?
Yes, and it's actually answersingenesis.org.
.org, that's right.
The ARK is a .com, but yeah, if people want to land there, answersingenesis.org, very quickly. As the landing page pops open, you'll see information on both the Ark Encounter and the Creation Museum. So, yes, thank you for pointing people to answersingenesis.org.
All right. We're talking with Mark Loy, co-founder of Answers in Genesis. When we come back, I want to hear more of the history of how Mark got involved with Ken Ham and how this unbelievable vision has become a reality the Creation Museum, the Ark Encounter. I'd love to hear a little bit more of the backstory. And I believe that you will want to hear that as well. We're talking with Mark Loy. You're listening to Bob Burney Live, and we will return.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live, and welcome again to Mark Loy, the co-founder of Answers in Genesis with Ken Ham and some others. Mark, I've heard parts of the backstory, but I'd love to hear more, and I'd love to hear again. If I remember correctly, you're living just happy as can be in San Diego, California. You meet this guy named Ken Ham, and all of a sudden, you're building a museum in Kentucky. Can you fill in the blank spaces between those?
Oh, you mean that doesn't make sense, Bob? That we left San Diego
yeah.
with the beaches and the mountains and the great Mexican food?
Yeah, let's go build a museum in northern Kentucky. Why not? Yeah. Sure.
Well, you know, Answers in Genesis is 26 years old, and Ken Ham and Mike Zovath and I, and Mike, by the way, lived for a good chunk of his life in the Columbus area.
Yeah, and Mike is a schoolmate of mine. We went to college together.
Oh, Doc Jones?
Yes, we did. We were there at the same time.
You know, we jokingly say that he squeezed 4 years of college into six.
Well, I did four and four and a half. I had to go to summer school.
So even though we started AIG 26 years ago in San Diego, I've known Ken since the early 80s. He would come over from Australia. He's an Australian, of course, and he would come to America on speaking tours. And, Bob, I don't know if you remember me ever saying this to you, but in the 1980s, I was working my way through college at a Christian radio station.
I remember
that. In San Diego. And Ken would come over on these speaking tours, and I would interview him whenever he came to the United States. And so when Ken moved to America in 1987, he remembered me from the radio interviews, and very soon we were working together at the Institute for Creation Research in San Diego with Doctors Henry Morris and Dwayne Gish, names that should be familiar to many of your listeners. And then Ken and I were there for about 6 years, and Ken was thinking of going back to Australia. That's where his family was. He had a ministry that was running in Australia. But the Australian board, in their wisdom, said, Ken, stay in America. There's so much more ministry you can do using the United States as a launching pad. And Ken had even a dream at some point to build a creation museum. That goes back to the late 70s.
Wow.
When Ken, as a public school science teacher, saw so many of his students going to evolutionary museums and starting to question whether or not the Bible was accurate. So the dream of the Creation Museum came with Ken all the way to America. And then we started doing some research, Bob. This is now 1993. My goodness, before the internet and social media.
Before Al Gore invented the internet?
You mean he didn't? He doesn't look at Wikipedia say he did? Okay. But we, you know, wanting to build a museum, we wanted it to be a destination location. So we did some research, and my knee-jerk reaction, which was a wrong one, Bob, was, why don't we build it in St. Louis or Kansas City? That's kind of in the center part of the country. Well, maybe geographically, but demographically, we soon discovered that the Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky area was within a day's drive of almost two-thirds of the U.S. population.
Mm-hmm.
That is about 190 million Americans and millions of Canadians could drive to our area in one day. And so that's why we moved. There were other reasons, but that was the major reason. And I can assure you, we did not move here for the weather from San Diego.
Well, no, I'm from the L.A. area, and I didn't move to Columbus for the weather either. I can assure you of that. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I was going to say the wisdom that our board had locating to this area was very manifest. The first day we opened the Creation Museum, which was 2007, that's how long it's been open,
wow,
there were 38 different state license tags or license plates in the parking lot on the very first day. That showed that people were able to come from all over the country. And, you know, the cost of living is so much better here than San Diego. We've got a pretty good airport and the amenities of a good-sized city of Cincinnati just down the road. And for raising family, we raised our three sons here. It's looking back now on that proverbial rearview mirror, it was a very, very wise decision to move to the Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky area.
Well, Mark, God has certainly honored it. How many visitors have you now had at the museum and the Ark Encounter since you opened both?
Yes. I can give you averages. In the last few years, at the Creation Museum, we've been having maybe 550,000 people a year.
Mm.
Very good numbers. And at the Ark Encounter, every year, we've been open now 4 years, we've seen over 1 million people come to the Ark each year. Now, this year, you know, being closed for 3 months, I'm not going to make a promise for
right.
attendance of 1 million for 2020. And the great thing is, Bob, so many people who are coming to the Ark, it's hard to get a good read, but our estimate is that 30% of the people who go to the Ark are not born-again Christians. We've done enough surveys to have a pretty good idea it's around 30%. So that's well more than 300,000 people a year coming to the Ark and hearing the gospel message in a very powerful but a loving way. We don't pound people over the head with the Bible.
Right.
We're very transparent about what we do, but we want to make sure that people are lovingly presented, not only that the book of Genesis can be trusted, but that the gospels that are presented, the gospel message presented in the New Testament is also reliable.
Well, and this is in spite of enormous opposition from government entities, private organizations, atheist organizations, threats toward any school district that brings a bus to the museum or the Ark. And again, Mark, it is just absolute evidence that God's hand is on Answers in Genesis, the Creation Museum, the Ark Encounter, and all of you that are in leadership, and we thank you, Mark. We really do. Now, again, you're opening June 8th. We've got about 30 seconds left. Go to answersingenesis.org. Get your tickets online. And quick, Mark, if you get your tickets online, there's a bonus.
Right. If you, in the next 6 weeks or so, if you buy a ticket online and arrive after 1 o'clock, you get a free lunch or a free dinner. That offer is good for the next few weeks.
All right, it's answersingenesis.org. You get tickets for the Creation Museum or the Ark, and they both open again on June 8th, this coming Monday. Mark, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. God bless you.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing you at the Ark again, Bob.
All right, you will, I promise. All right, more Bobberty Live coming right up.